Three, two, one. Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with Dr. Lisa Liao.
Well, it's exciting to be back. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, first of all, we're going to tell everybody that you're the Chief Medical Officer at Meridian Health Institute right here in Sugar Land, Texas.
Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare, powered by Meridian Health Institute.
That's right. Us. She's us. And that's everywhere. They got you covered. Let me promise you that. And we're going to talk about more about why dental and medical is so important. We were talking the last episode about the cars, and I mess around with it on my radio show and things like that, and how it's like the body's like your car in a way, and it's all symbiotic and it all works together. And if one part of it's not right, it kind of mess up everything.
It takes everything else off. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And we talked about inflammation and how inflammation can cause, as a byproduct of having allergies, you're going to have inflammation, and how sometimes that causes a little bit of drip in the back of your throat that goes down to your stomach, and you end up with a stomach that is upset.
Right. And then come to find out, taking some of these over-the-counter
Supplements,
pills and things, drugs. Oh, I'm going to take this to cut down on acid and this and that. Yeah. It has side effects, like seem like everything does.
Yeah. Well, there was just a report that came out in Medscape, which is one of the things that I read every morning. And it was showing that one of their studies showed that the proton pump inhibitors may be linked to Alzheimer's. And, you know, that's really important to me because that is in my family. Proton pump inhibitors work a little bit different than antacids.
Okay.
In that it decreases the pump from making acids.
Ah, got
it. So that's why we call it a proton pump inhibitor.
Got it.
And those are things like the purple pill. A lot of the purple pills that are out there. So that's where one of the things that I encourage people to look at is look at something that's natural. And I prefer AlloCure. They have it in capsule form as well as in liquid form. So if you're feeling a little green or having a little tummy upset, that's a nice natural way to help calm the stomach as well as decrease the inflammation in the stomach.
Maybe a little chili or a little Mexican food.
Well,
and later on that night, you get home and you're going, wait a minute. Let me take a little AlloCure, a little sip.
Well, it would work if you had a little tummy upset after some Mexican food or something that's hot and spicy, because aloe is just, probably a lot of you may have had aloe plants in the back of your grandmother's yard, something you burned yourself on the stove or something like that.
I have them at home right now. I walk outside.
And you just rub it on that little area, and it works as a natural way of an antibiotic, anti-inflammatory, or like what I like to call a natural immunomodulator. It works the way it needs to in order to make you feel better.
Well, in Texas, there's so many aloe plants down in South Texas and things that everybody would drink it. I mean, it was just like, okay, this, but it tastes pretty,
it may not
pretty
taste
crappy.
Good. And the reason why that is with those particular products is because it has the rind on it. And AlloCure is just the pure aloe on the inside, which has the healing properties.
Yeah. And it tastes great. It's going to even have a grape and they have a lemon. They have all these different flavors.
I love the taste.
Great. And just
all natural flavoring.
All you need is a sip. And then literally by the time you finish swallowing, the burn is gone.
And you feel better immediately. Yeah. Yes. And I always just share with people, just try it, because it has 100% guarantee on it. So just try it. If you don't like it, then let us know. I've not had anybody say that they don't like it. So
And you can find
I encourage everybody
the location for that on your site.
They can find it on my site, everydayhealthhacker.com, or they can go directly to the site, allocure.com. And that's one of the things that we also offer a discount code, Dr. Lisa, LIZA, and they can receive a 20% off on their first order.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Even better. And it's good stuff because I've used it, and you can get it. We're set up where they'll send you one or two bottles every month, or you can just buy. I bought a case of six bottles, and I've had it for a long time, and it works great.
Yes, that means you need to be drinking it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff. But, I mean, I really enjoy most of their products are very – I mean, all of the products that I've tried are really great, including CBD oil.
Yes.
For pets and for people and things like that. And it's just it works really well.
Yes, we've used Live Labs is one of the companies that we recommend their CBD products. And there's some other ones that we do as well called Modere. And what's wonderful about CBD in general is that if you look at a broad spectrum, CBD as a, whether you're taking it in a capsule or a tincture, it will have different products of the hemp plant. There's CBD, CBN, and CBG. The last two are high in anti-inflammatory propensity, and that's why people have decreased inflammation and decreased levels of pain.
Which could help joints.
Yes, and we
could
it helps joints, helps them to feel better. So if you feel better, then you're going to also, you feel better, you're going to have more energy, and you're going to do more things for yourself and for your family.
Oh, by the way, folks, we're both suffering from this pollen allergy stuff.
So my voice is a little... A little thicker, a little lower, and that is the oak pollen. So, yes, we're doing everything that is out there. And actually, there's one thing that we have here in Texas that's called HEB, and HEB is this gigantic grocery store. And they provide a little allergy relief. That's the name of the product, Texas Allergy Relief. It's for zones 8 and 9 for all of you people who like to do a lot of planting. And that is... does very well for patients so that they don't have to take medications. And it's a 3 drops in the morning, noon, at night, and that will help with an antibody response on your allergies. And that's what I've been taking in order to avoid taking the over-the-counter medications.
It seems like every time you take something to solve a problem, it ends up causing another problem.
Yeah, that's why we try to keep it all natural if possible. You know, as a medical doctor, you know, that's not something they teach you in medical school. So that's a lot of training that we do on the outside for integrated medicine. Some people will call it naturopathic. We're actually integrated. So a lot of schooling and has gone behind that in order to find these types of products.
One thing you don't see here when I'm here, and I've been here a lot, you don't see drug reps coming in and out. You just really don't. I know that you may see them occasionally. You may have them still, but I don't see where some doctors, they'll see them every day. Somebody's going to be there, and you don't sit there and write. You try to go natural if you can. And
if I can.
Sometimes you can't.
Sometimes we can't, you know.
And you move on.
A lot of people may know me from when Celebrex was first launched. You know, I talked a lot about it. I was definitely, I think it's a wonderful medication that's out there as an anti-inflammatory, as one of the first COX-2s that were ever out there. And Eric Estrada and I did a campaign across the nation talking about arthritis in English and Spanish, and we had a really good time. But there are other products now that we know, and, you know, if you look at my supplement list in the morning, I take a handful of vitamins and supplements.
Sure.
And I also put a lot of powders into my iced tea since I don't drink coffee, but you could put it into coffee if you drink coffee. And that's where I get my energy level. So that energy level and also decreasing the inflammation so I don't hurt with the rheumatoid arthritis is very important.
Yeah, you were bad. You were in a wheelchair.
I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. So, yeah, we would call that bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
And then 3 times a year to 4 times a year, I'll do a dose of stem cell, which is umbilical cord stem cell, to maintain my health and stay away from biologics that a lot of doctors say, you should be on this and you should be on that. No, I'd prefer to do it all natural if we can. And right now we can, so that's what we keep doing. And that's what I encourage my patients. So as I share with all the doctors here, we have to be the mirror image of what they can be. So if we just went out and did a swimming meet, or we did a little track meet for a 5K, that's where the patients want to be too. And if they're at home and they're sick and tired of being on their couch, of being sick and tired, we want to give them hope that there's a change, that they can do it all naturally. And if we have to, we'll step in with Western medicine, knowing both sides.
Yeah, that's true. And then you also know what's going to be the side effects.
Correct.
You know, with all this COVID stuff, talk about side effects. Mm-hmm. You know, I can tell a story that I had the booster before we went to Jamaica last fall. And I'd had the 2 shots and everything was fine. And then I had the booster. And I ended up about 4 weeks later, 3 to 4 weeks later, with these terrible bumps on my hand.
They were blisters.
Like blisters, yeah. But they were solid.
Yes, we call
and
it.
And they're very painful.
Bullous pemphigoid.
If you bump them or anything like that. And they're just starting to go away, and I've had this since December.
Yes.
And they're still there. I tried all kinds of antibiotics and things like that, and it is actually getting better, but we're talking December.
Yes.
So.
And a lot of people had difficulty with the booster. And, you know, one of the things that they found out was that at the beginning of the times that the booster, which when they recommended the booster, people were getting a full dose as opposed to the partial dose that they do now. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of what we would call very odd symptoms from that. And again, it's caused from inflammation. It's caused from an immune system going on the overdrive trying to protect yourself. So that's one of the things that unfortunately you had to go through on that side effect. And now you're doing better, and that's the key.
Yeah, as long as you don't put your hands in your pockets or bump anything.
Correct. And that happened, you know, that sensitivity happened because, you know, if anybody's ever banged their finger, oh my gosh, it hurts so much because we have so many more nerve endings on our fingers.
Right.
So that's why it hurts with a paper cut. You know, people are like, oh my gosh. I'm like, it's just a paper cut. And it's very painful because of those
feels
nerve
like somebody
endings.
Stabbed you.
It does. And with having the bolus pemphigoid, you know, it's very painful and very tender. So fortunately, that sensitivity is starting to go away.
Yes, it is. It's starting to go away, and it's getting better. I haven't had any new bumps. Some people have gotten them on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Some people got them on their knees and things
yes.
like that. I luckily haven't done that.
There was a large report that came out about it. And so we have seen, you know, some unique things after COVID in general, whether you've had the vaccine, you had the virus, or both. It's just been very interesting, and as doctors, we're staying on top of it as the best that we can. And as an international practice, we're fortunate that we get to talk to people from around the world,
sure.
as well as other doctors that we've talked to and vetted. And you know, we have our protocols that we do, and it's still out there. It's going around like the flu now. It's not as prevalent, so those phone calls have definitely decreased, which is good. And you know, the whole idea is if we can keep our immune system healthy, then we can absolutely start feeling better and help protect ourselves the best that we can.
I haven't been around so many people. My daughter was, we spent the weekend together and this kind of stuff. And then come to find out that evening, she starts getting sick and she's got a fever and she gets it pretty bad.
Yes.
My sons, I'm sitting there hanging out with them. Both of them get it. And of course, my sons called you and my daughter, and they were, you know, you send out a concoction and 36 hours later, they're 48 yes. hours later, they're fine.
Yes.
That's just nice. But it's not everybody's not getting the flu system. Some people are getting, you know, GI issues and stomach problems.
Right. Right now, we're having a lot of GI calls, and people are getting, you know, diarrhea, nauseous, throwing up. And, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be a COVID virus. There's other
Could
viruses.
Could be they're watching the news.
it's a lot of viruses that are going around. There's one that's called the enterovirus. It's all GI.
Right.
There's so many different viruses that can cause GI upset, as well as bacteria. If you ate something bad, you can have a GI upset 8 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours later.
Really?
So that's where I always share, you know, if you're having these symptoms, call your doctor. Let's see if we can do it naturally. And if we can't, you know what? There's good old antibiotics that can very much help and make you feel better.
There are still doctors out there that are not going to point to COVID.
Sure.
Some of them will say, oh, you've got COVID.
And there's a lot of people who are having GI upset and it isn't COVID.
Right.
So it's okay to test for it. And just because it's negative doesn't mean you won't be negative in 4 or 5 days later. The key is we go with the information that we have. We study the information, the symptoms, and the person as well. And we treat to the very best of our abilities. And that's why we call it a practice. Every day we're practicing and we're getting better every day.
You know, it's funny how they practice, you know. Mm-hmm. You're right. That's how they do.
That's what we do. And there are doctors that are going to agree with it, other doctors that won't. Everybody has an opinion. And it's very much like, you know, not the same shoe doesn't fit everyone. So you have to find the right shoe that fits. And our patients, they appreciate having a medical, dental, as well as an integrated viewpoint by using supplements in order to feel the very best. And it's not a practice that everybody's going to be comfortable with, and that's okay. We want people to think outside the box. So when I say that, that's because most of our patients have seen 15, 20 doctors before they see us. And because they've seen 15 or 20 doctors, they've already excluded a lot of things that you would have looked at first. So they've really done a lot of their homework for us. And being the detective, because every doctor and dentist is, we can look at it and do things that are probably not as common to do. However, they're still in the medicine bag that we were all taught. And we look at it together and we start looking at that and doing blood tests. Maybe we'll do some saliva tests. Maybe we'll do some 3D x-rays and find out what's going on so that we can treat that person.
That's because you never take anything for granted. You always delve into everything. You've got to tell me. If I come in, I've got to tell you every single supplement I take, mm-hmm. every single symptom, and then you look and see everything I've ever been sick for
yes.
in the last 15 years, and
yes.
you look at all of that before you see.
That's the medical history. And I know a lot of people will go into the doctor's office. They filled out a book, whether it's online, digital, or they filled it out by hand. They took the time to fill out their medical history, so I really encourage that doctors actually look at the medical history so that as a patient, you're being heard. And I treat everyone like I would want to be treated by a doctor, because I too went through multiple specialists back in the days when I was in a wheelchair, and I know how that feels. And I never want any one of our patients to feel that way. I want them to feel that they're being heard. And I, you know, part of doctoring, that's what doctoring is all about. A wise man once told me, if you listen to the patient long enough, they're going to diagnose themselves.
Right.
So you take the clues and you put it all together.
Yeah, but you also don't see a lot of patients during the day. You see a third as much as most doctors. So.
Because I don't take 3 minutes to see a patient.
Right.
I take the
20
correct
minutes,
20,
30, minutes,
30 45 minutes, depending on what their needs are.
And, but when again, she also works until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So
on some days.
On some
not
days.
Every day.
There you go. All
some
right,
days.
Folks. Any questions you have, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Don't forget info@everydayhealthhacker.com. She will read the email. She will respond to you. She's awesome about that. And we're out of time.
Yes, we're out of time already. And we hope that you subscribe, like our channel, and we look forward to reading your comments.
On behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, myself, and the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, Meridian Medical and Dental, which is the whole umbrella here.
That's right.
All right. We want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We hope you subscribe. We get so excited about it.
Yes, no. We do.
And it's so, and we hope you have a great week.
Have a blessed week. We'll see you soon.